Welcome to the best podcast on the planet, In the Moment.
There I was, taking the garbage out.
Okay.
Regular night. Have you ever had a moment in your life, Katie, where you genuinely thought you were going to have to fight for your life?
I can't say that I have. I thought you were going to finish the sentence.
No, that's the sentence.
Oh, fight for my life? No.
That's it.
No, no.
Well, I want you to imagine that.
Okay. All right.
It's taking the garbage out. There's a hallway that I have to go to before I get to where I actually put the garbage out.
Okay.
I open the door. The door is broken.
Okay.
So you, in order to close it, you have to like really shove it. It doesn't just close on its own.
Boom.
So I shove it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to realize that if you want to open this door, you have to do the same thing to open it.
Oh.
But I turn around and I'm face to face.
Okay.
With a masked man.
Who is that?
And he wasn't singing.
Oh.
So that's how I know he wasn't the masked singer.
Okay.
You understand?
I'm following.
Not one of those COVID masks you see.
Right.
It was like Bane from Batman. If he spoke, it would have been, "Luke, I am your father."
Yep.
Right?
Sounds about right.
So now we face to face. He's looking me in my eyes. I'm looking at him in his eyes. And at first, it was panic because it was shock. Of like, who expects to go to take the garbage out and then believes that they're going to have to fight for their life?
Who is this man?
Then it turned into adrenaline. Fight or flight.
I'm prepared to fight.
I'm proud of myself because it was fight for me. I felt it all over my body. I was ready to get busy. I was like, bro, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it, and we're going to do it together because there's no way you're going to keep me from playing PS5 again.
You used to be a boxer, so I would expect nothing less.
I was ready to get busy.
Bing bong.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
And then he reached past me.
Excuse me, big bro.
And I balled my fist up like Arthur. And I was prepared to send this man into another planet.
Dragon Ball Z style?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever planet that was that Flex Mitchell and them recorded that bum-ass series from.
All right.
Men Out of Space, whatever that was. He was going to get a front row, courtside seat to that trash. Okay, Katie? I need you to understand where I was.
I'm here. I'm here.
Are you there where I was at?
I'm here with you.
It was going to definitely be Star Wars for him for real.
Oh.
North Star. No, because I'm playing PS5 again.
Okay.
You understand? Most people want to get back to their parents. They want to get back to their significant other. I want to get back to the joystick. That's where my joy is.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the stick.
That could be taken.
And I went in. Take that. Take that. Take that.
My joystick.
You know what time it is. Right?
My hands don't play.
And neither does the stick. I'm trying to be serious.
Okay.
Will you stop? Let me be serious. Because this is a serious, this really happened. Have you ever been face to face with a mass murderer while you're taking the garbage out? No. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay? You know I came face to face with a deer. And you wasn't there. You didn't do shit about it. You was upstairs at your little computer. Typing away, I was downstairs face to face with a deer, okay?
Okay.
All right? So please excuse my Dion Sally as I figure out this math of how I'm about to fight for my life.
If you carry the one.
All right? They was fighting for their right to party. I'm fighting for my life.
All right.
It's for my life because I got a big heart.
My heart's so big.
Trying to tell you what happened.
All right.
Good. So he reaches past my shoulder. This is a true story. Okay. He had an object in his hand. I don't know what the object was. I didn't have time to really see that.
Right.
It was, please excuse my Dion Sally. I didn't know if the parentheses came before the multiplication or the fact. You know what I mean? The numerator. Okay, I didn't know. It's fast.
I get it.
When it's fast.
Yes.
He reached over my shoulder, and I was about to uppercut this man Hadouken. He about to get the Hadouken. Mm-hmm. And he said, my bad, big bro. I'm just trying to get to my phone. He was doing the TikTok.
All right.
Man was doing the TikTok.
You walked in front of his TikTok?
I thought TikTok, your life's on the line. Mm-hmm. He was just doing the TikTok. And I say that to say I'm tired of y'all.
Okay.
I'm tired of all you TikTokers.
Okay.
Okay? Y'all out here talking about water's bad for you. Have you heard them?
What?
They're telling you that you can drink too much water.
Who said it?
The TikTokers.
We need water to survive.
That's what I thought, but they're telling you you don't. They're telling you that you're drinking too much water and too much salad is not good for you. TikTokers is out here ruining everything. They told me that General Souls, some of y'all call it General Toes.
So?
They say it's rat, Katie. They said it's rat. They said it's ratatouille. That's what they said.
If it is.
Oh, you writing?
It's good.
Oh, look at you. Oh.
I'm not saying.
Oh, I thought you was writing.
No.
Oh, all right. I'm about to say, you 29. You ain't 69.
You're right.
What? I can't apply.
Yeah, I know. Continue.
Too much water and General Souls is rat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need any of y'all to TikTok anymore. TikTok.
And you don't stop?
No, you do
TikTok
stop.
TikTok and yeah.
No, Katie. The opposite. You do stop.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
No. I don't want to sex you up. Don't color me bad.
Girl, you make me feel so good.
None of that. None of it. I thought my life was on the line. Okay?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
I'm hearing it.
Now, I'm me. What if another man was in that position and he pissed himself? He shot himself. Huh? And maybe I did it too, but you'll never know. Welcome to In the Moment.
So it was you.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah.
Here's a moment in everything, and everything is a moment. I talk about the comedy and it all. If this is your first time, welcome to the funniest podcast you have never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mitch, or your money back. Shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners, and not to the TikTokers.
Episode 197.
Hey! We here. We lit. You ready to party? It's another week. Let's get to it. What are we doing?
We're three away.
From?
200.
200! What we doing? What we doing, Katie? What we doing for 200? How we gonna turn it up?
We gotta get Blake.
We getting Blake?
We gotta.
You think he gonna come?
He was there for the 100.
T.I. just reposted him.
Oh, no.
T.I., if you don't, Blake is a producer, former producer of The Bird Show. Now he's Mr. Everything, okay? The man
Mr.
is
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. If you've heard of Pitbull, then you've also heard of Blake the German Shepherd. You know what time it is with B-Lake. Stop playing with him. Be late and kill everything is officially killing everything. Nah, but he did the T.I. See, this thing about Blake, right? He get up there as a news reporter,
mm-hmm.
and he look white.
White.
And that's how they know him.
There's no facial hair either.
None of it.
That goes with Blake.
We know him.
Mm-hmm.
There's soul in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got Jordans on under the desk. Y'all don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Country boy Kenneth.
He start rapping a T.I. song from back in the day. No one here is shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently T.I. was. And T.I. posted him.
Yep.
And then asked everybody else who knows a T.I. version to post theirs. Blake done started a whole damn trend. Round of applause for it.
Come on now.
Right?
Come on now.
That's fire.
He started this whole trend.
Yeah.
And we already know it's going to take off.
Oh, it's lit.
And Blake always said it. He said, I want to be the next Ryan Seacrest, and we're seeing it in real time.
Yeah. And Blake, I mean, you know what Blake should do, because they call him Tip. You know that.
Who?
T.I. His real name is Tip.
Oh, I thought
that's what
you said they call Blake Tip.
No, they call T.I. Tip.
Oh, yes.
Blake should give him tips. How to do comedy. Because what the... No, Katie. Okay, I like D.I. You know... Wait, no.
Why did it turn into a roast?
Because they bringing Comic View back.
They are?
Yes, they sent it to both of us, I thought. They invited us to the premiere.
BET
Comic View.
Oh, I probably missed that email.
Yeah, you missed it. I saw it. Normally, you know, I come get you like, okay, we pulling up.
We pulling up?
Yeah, but they said T.I. was one of the comics. I was pulling up to that shit. No. Oh, what he know about that? What
he know about that?
All right, don't worry about it. See, I'm just playing. We fuck with you, big dog. I'm joking.
Evil Keith Lee.
All right. All
right, Mo, it's time to tell him why you mad. Stress been on my head.
Why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through. Katie.
Mo.
When's your birthday?
It's next week.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Next week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As in it's not happened yet.
No.
Not this week.
Nope.
Not the week before.
No.
So why the hell you was out celebrating your birthday on Instagram 3 weeks before your birthday? Who the hell told you you was so special?
That wasn't intentional.
Huh?
I thought I was just going out for, like, drinks.
Yeah.
And dinner.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Right.
But who I went out with for drinks and dinner decided, no, let's do a pre-celebration turn up for you.
A pre-celebration turn up for you? A pre-celebration 3 weeks early?
Well, if
3 weeks early.
If you know the woman who I went with, you would understand because she's the type of person who celebrates her birthday for like the whole month.
I don't like y'all. I've had enough of y'all. All right. I hope she listened. You too, queen. Enough of y'all. You can't celebrate your birthday for 6 months because you're ruining other people's birthdays.
But if it's special.
Was other people's birthdays not special?
No, they are.
You don't think the day you celebrated your birthday 3 weeks early, that was somebody in the club real birthday? You took all the birthday signs from her.
You had people
over there bringing you.
Don't do that.
It was like, happy birthday, Katie. I said, look up. She lying like shit. They told somebody who birthday it really was. We don't have enough letters. We can't. I'm sorry.
We can't give you just dessert.
They made her go by her nickname. They bought her the low shelf bottle. They didn't even give her the cute models. They brought the girls in. I didn't even know they had to work that day. They had to cover the shift. All because you was up there lying with the biggest section in the spot. I saw you.
Yeah, it was a nice section.
It was a nice space. Oh, but if it was your birthday in that day, queen, I'm sorry. The reason they ran out of the K, the E, and the I was because of this woman to my right.
No, shout out to the woman who was with me who did that to celebrate me.
Yeah, you too.
I appreciate it.
Who's next?
So, in podcasting, ads are a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things that I think are funny, mostly because I think everything is funny. But the way that people do ads on podcasts to me is hilarious. I don't like to do on-air ads because I think you sound stupid. I'm going to be honest. I do. You ever seen them when they do their normal podcast and then they be like, all right, now we're going to click over to...
This podcast is brought to you by...
Hair Stop. if you...
Stop having the wrong hairline.
If you want to stop having the Stephen A. up top or the hairy, scary down bottom, invest in Hair Stop. And you know what it does?
What does it do?
It makes your hair stop.
Hair stop for all your needs.
For just $3.99 a year, we can stop all that hair from growing in your ass. Okay? No. Katie, somebody has to say something.
My hair, it don't move.
When they cut to the commercials,
it don't move.
Guys, you know my ass used to look like before? I could not wear the thong, because it looked like a forest. It looked like Forrest Whitaker. It was in my ass. But now that I got Hair Stop, my ass has never been the same. Hair Stop for $3.99. You too can make the hair stop growing in places you don't want it. Thanks for listening to us. And we'll get back to you next week. So where were we, Katie?
All right, so.
Yo, it sounds like trash, yo. Right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, wait.
That's the worst perfect commercial ever.
That's how it really be. And y'all be dead ass serious on y'all little platforms. Do it. And thinking like we don't know what's going on here.
Get your edges back with Hair Stop.
Yes. Right.
He said that Reese and Tisa had a big back.
Wait. Oh my God. Y'all have to stop, yo. For real. No, but then Katie, right? Here I am thinking we better than people. And I'm like, our ads will never hit like that.
Mm-mm.
That ain't how we add it up. You know what I mean? We subtracting if the ad ain't adding. You know what I'm talking about? We different. So I'm listening back. You know, back here lately, I don't have a lot of time. I don't get to listen to us as much as I used to. So we talking about something. I don't know what we was talking about. I was listening, and I was like, go ahead, Katie, you killing that. I like how we sound, right? Mm-hmm. And cut to our little ad. It wasn't us, so we don't ever hear it. You know what it said, Katie?
What it say?
It said something like, come and join the three magical Negroes.
You're shitting me.
I swear to God. I can't make this up.
During the full episode?
No, it was part. I think it was part two. I think it was part two. It was something about the three. Do you know that we're endorsing the three magical Negroes? Because I don't even know who these are.
And we the two black.
I said, are they talking about me, you, and Keon? Because we are pretty magical.
You shitting me, Mo.
No, I'm dead ass. Why
the
you
three magical
make this up?
Negroes?
The three magical Negroes.
So I don't know. In full transparency for those who listen to us, if you ever hear an ad that's playing like during our podcast, we do not know the ads that are playing.
No idea.
Unless we cut them, unless you hear our voices cutting that ad.
Yes.
But if you do not, we do not know what you hear as well. Was it at least a Harlem Globetrotter ad?
No, because it's five of them. It wasn't enough Negroes, Katie.
What was it for, Mo?
I don't know. I think it was Ice Cube and him. It was the big three.
All right.
At Lakewood Amphitheater. What?
Coming soon. All right. Don't worry about it.
Who's next?
Yo, speaking of a magical Negro. Nah, so I was born in the
Down
80s.
By the river?
Yes. Yes, actually.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And there's a famous story about when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
One of my aunts, she don't play. She put her hands on you. Mm-hmm. Don't play well. Everybody got one of them aunts.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
You got one of them aunts. I got one of them aunts.
Yep, and you met that one.
Yes, I have. And you've met this one, too. And it's funny because she is the sweetest, most beautiful aunt you ever going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
But she put her hands on you, right?
Right.
So somebody did something called, skirt, skirt. I was brand new. I was a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
My first time in the car, we almost crashed. She started throwing alcohol bottles at the person. So I don't even know if they was alcohol. It was bottles. She, yeah. So I've heard funny stories about it. I've also heard funny stories about the hospital I was born in.
Okay.
It's called Brookdale.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody from New York has probably heard of Brookdale, especially New York City.
Mm-hmm.
In my interpretation of hearing about Brookdale, it's one of the worst hospitals in the world.
Hmm.
It's a miracle that I'm here.
Damn.
It's like magic.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single day
mm-hmm.
that you leave the pod, you should go, wow.
Mo made it.
Mo made it.
Yikes.
Right? It's that bad.
Uh-huh.
So you get to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You start to hear similar stories about Grady. Tell them about Grady, Katie.
All right. Now, especially if you're from Atlanta, and I had to learn this the hard way. Grady is the hospital that's actually in the middle of Atlanta. It's in the heart of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's the number one trauma hospital.
Right.
If anything goes down and you're in the city of Atlanta, they're probably going to send you to Grady. However, in Atlanta, there's this thing called Grady Babies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were born in Grady, at Grady, for some reason, it's a badge of honor to wear. To say, yes, I was a Grady baby. I survived. But also, what I've learned is that people who say there are Grady babies are built different.
That's what they say.
Grady is the number one worst hospital in the state of Georgia. So much so that several years ago, they were about to close Grady. They were going to shut the hospital down.
Right.
I don't know anybody who ever wants to willingly shut down someone that would help other people.
Right.
They were trying to close Grady.
Mm-hmm.
And then people was like, no, we need Grady. And they raised money at the last minute. I'm talking about the day before they was going to say, Grady's got to be destroyed. They saved Grady. And Grady is still around. But
still creating bad memories.
It is the worst hospital ever.
You don't want to be from Grady, right? That's the thing.
They do not. Don't go there for bedside manner.
For
don't
nothing.
Go there for anything. Like,
for nothing.
Nothing.
Now, at least, this is where I see it, Grady baby is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's famous at this point.
That's a coin.
If you a
term.
Grady baby, like you start conversations with like that, mm-hmm. then they know what time it is with you. They know not to play with you because you lucky.
Mm-hmm. And crazy.
So I started thinking, why is Brookdale baby not a hashtag?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up, Katie.
Oh.
I said, if Grady babies are so bad, then their rating would be worse than Brookdale babies, right?
Of course, because Grady is a, it's ranked as one of the worst hospitals.
Well, I looked it up, Katie. There's Grady Memorial Hospital's Google review rating. What did they get?
They got a 2.9 out of 2.9
out of 5, right? Yeah. That's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad, but technically it's average because it's a 3 mm-hmm. out of 5. And I looked Brookdale up, Katie. You know what I saw?
Hey, yo.
Huh?
Is that a 1?
That's a damn 1.
1.9?
That's a 1.9. Don't talk to me about no Grady.
Mo, where were you born?
In the slums. In the I'm just happy to be here hospital. I told you. This hospital is the worst on the planet.
1.9?
1.9. Katie, would you like for me to read the top 3 reviews for you?
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
Very slow service and the ER waiting room smells like piss. Dirty, unprofessional staff, unorganized, and unsanitary. Don't ever come here unless your goal is to die.
Unsanitary. And death.
And then there was one that said the attending doctors work hard along with the nursing staff fighting COVID-19.
That was a doctor who wrote that.
Of course it was. It's from Dr. A. Y'all never want to hear nothing about a Grady baby again, okay? I don't.
1.9?
I don't hear nothing about it.
That said 1.9.
Yes, it did. You saw it. Nice. With your own eyes. Can you believe I'm here?
No.
Oh, no, I can't believe it. Yo, I don't know if my parents just happen to be in the area, but they ain't give a fuck.
We just gonna stop right here.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, get out.
Because I don't care how long it would have took. Yeah, I should have had my mama back there holding it down for at least another 30 minutes.
Something.
To get to LIU. Okay, what are we doing?
Sheesh. I'm prayed over at least.
Listen, count your stars. Mm-mm. If you're from Grady or Brookdale, all right?
Sheesh.
Who's next?
I'm mad at whoever, and I mean this, whoever made hoodies and jeans with no pockets.
Oh, I hate that.
What's
Who
your problem?
Are you?
What is your problem? Seriously, this is a serious question. Whoever you are, because you may listen to the podcast, if you ever designed a hoodie or jeans and you thought, you know what would be dope if it didn't have pockets, you're a diabolical individual who needs help. Seek help. You're Seriously. Not okay. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay, because I bought one of these hoodies by accident. I thought the hoodie was flying. I didn't think
you
none of it.
Going to have like the little pouch?
Yeah, it showed up with no pockets.
That's not a hoodie.
What am I supposed to do with my hands? Oh, you ever did, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I know, like, men don't go through this, but women, y'all go, the jeans with no pockets.
I hate that. They do that with a lot of women jeans. They automatically think we don't need front pockets.
Like why would you think that?
Or if they do give us front pockets, they're so short, we can't even put anything in it.
Yo, what you supposed to do with that pocket? Do they think, yo, whoever did that, it's not cute that y'all think all women are broke.
Stop.
Nah, because they think, because they think I ain't got no
okay,
money.
Yeah, we
yo,
not broke.
Yo, all women are not broke. All right, stop.
I like to put my cash
stop.
In my pocket.
And every man who wear a hoodie is not a hoodlum. They was like, oh, where's he going to put his gun? You thought you were solving crime. Wait. No, it's racist. Katie, I knew when I reached my hand across my stomach.
Got it on him.
All right, don't worry about it. Yo, you're a nasty individual, whoever did that.
Mm.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.